Just to finish out with your patient, going back to the patient who, this really wild story that you were telling us, who then went on the CO1686 compound. At this point, how long has she been on the drug and what kinds of tolerability issues have there been?
She's been on for several months, tolerating it extremely well, working full time, very few side effects, a little bit of increased blood sugar, but that's it. And actually, we're considering radiating that mutation negative spot that didn't respond as well as the rest of her disease.
So no rash or diarrhea?
Virtually none, and that's typical of the 1686, which targets only the mutated EGFR and not wild type. Our experience is still somewhat early with this drug. There was a very high response rate in patients that were progressing on EGFR TKIs with T790M. 67% of them achieved PRs in that setting, which is quite remarkable.
And, you know, looking at the waterfall plot, of course, you know, this is now in the second line setting. Looks like everything is going down. What about toxicity?
So the adverse events were nausea, fatigue, but I think the unique toxicity of this agent is its hyperglycemia, which is typically well managed with oral hypoglycemics. However, they have their own sets of toxicities, and often we find these patients have intolerance to those as well.
So in this lady, you mentioned her blood glucose went up. How high did it go up, and what did you do
about it? Hers was minimal. I didn't even need treatment. It was just slightly at the upper end of normal, though I've had other patients that have really severe hyperglycemia in the range of 400s.
What's known about the mechanism of how this occurs?
So what I've heard is that it's the result of a metabolite of the drug that has a hyperglycemic effect and potentially blocking insulin receptor or something, though I don't think it's completely worked out.
So what do we know about this agent in T790 negative tumors?
There is a response rate, even in T790, that does happen. The current trial is only for T790 positives.
So, Dave, where do you see this drug going? We'll talk about the other one. And is there thought about using it up front?
Yeah, so I think we all expect any day now to see an accelerated approval for this agent in that restricted population, which gets back to the point about, are we going to have to biopsy patients in routine settings? And I think the answer is yes. That's how this drug will be used, unless there's a blood-based test. So another important trial is a first-line study in both T790 positive and negative patients versus erlotinib. That's already started. That's called the TIGER-1 study with ruxolitinib versus erlotinib.
Where's that being done?
It's a U.S. study.
Interesting. Seems like it would have to be pretty large.
Yeah, it's a large trial. It's an ambitious study, right? I don't know how everyone feels, but I mean, to actually beat erlotinib is a large task.